This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado Republican Ken Buck joins seven other Republicans to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his leadership role. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Buck wasn't surprised by the outcome. He said McCarthy had broken too many promises. Buck had hinted that he might vote this way, breaking from Colorado's other two Republican Congress members. He defended his decision, saying the House had been dysfunctional for months.
I think that we need to operate in a bipartisan fashion if we're going to get anything done around here. And so I don't think this is about only border security. It's about a lot of issues that we need to come together on.
Republican Doug Lamborn said the removal of McCarthy as Speaker will be seen as an unfortunate episode. He added, personal politics on the part of a few have interrupted important legislative work. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The forensic pathologist who performed an autopsy on Elijah McClain can't say why McClain died in 2019. During testimony at the trial for the police charged with McClain's death yesterday, Dr. Steven Cena said he couldn't say with medical certainty that forcible restraint by police played a role.
If I was convinced it did, I would call it a homicide. If I was convinced it played no role, I would call it an accident. But since I'm unsure, I called it undetermined.
Cena ruled the cause of McClain's death was by ketamine after police restrained him. But the manner of death will be up to the jury to decide. The trial continues today. Colorado has released an in-depth investigation into institutions that attempted to assimilate indigenous students and strip them of their cultures. Many of the children were Navajo. The nation's president, Boo Nigrin, says it's history that needs to be told.
Because there's times when we fight and advocate for our communities and our nations that all we want is to be a part of a society that's be able to take care of themselves. But in order to do that, we got to acknowledge the past. Native people, Ute people, Navajo people have sacrificed so much.
In Denver and Boulder today, sunny and mild, highs in the upper 60s. This is CPR News.